This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Jack Rice is joining us. Jack is a nationally recognized and award-winning criminal defense lawyer, which is specifically why I want to talk to him about the criminal defense of Brian Koberger and some of the pieces that have come out in the last week or two regarding the evidence that has been documented to have been found within the confines of Brian Koberger's home and possession, specifically ID cards in his possession, according to the report. This doesn't look good. We've seen questions maybe about DNA or lack thereof, but physically having an ID card connected to the King Road house, what are your thoughts on that?
Dare I use the trite line, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. if the sock doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just for people who have missed this, been sleeping with the rock. I'm talking about in the Koberger case, what happened was this was part of a search warrant where when they went in, what they found inside of one of Mr. Koberger's socks was an ID card that's attached somehow to this house. Now, again, for people, so we understand, we have limited information at this point, but here is what we know.
Yep.
What we know is that when there's a search warrant that's done on any piece of property, what you're going to have is you're going to have one of those officers who's going to be sitting there with a piece of paper, and anything that comes out of that house or that residence or that facility, whatever it is, they write it down. So it's just a long list, and it's called an inventory list. What we have is this ID card. It doesn't give us much information other than it says that it's connected to the house in Idaho. So all we know at this point is that how is it that Koberger can have an ID card from a house that he's never been to, a house he has no connection to people he has no idea about, in his sock, in his parents' house in Pennsylvania. If the sock doesn't fit,
you must acquit.
You must acquit. Thank you, Tony.
And that is an interesting question. Does the sock fit? That's something that, are they going to bring the sock out in court and go, hey, does this fit? I mean,
wait, if he takes his shoes off and starts showing us his ugly ass feet, I don't know what I'm thinking here.
Turns out there's like a tattoo of the girls on his feet or something.
Stop it, man.
I mean, it's horrible, but I mean,
would change everything for me too. I'll tell you what, I've had the weirdest things in my career, man. I can't count the number of cases that I've tried where, you know, I have gun cases and I look down and my client's got a full size, like 45 tattooed on their hand. Yeah. So it's shaped like a gun like this, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, there's going to be a jury 12 about 10 feet away from me. Can you do one of two things? Either dress like Michael Jackson and put one glove on, or keep your hand under the table for me. I'd appreciate it. And in Koberger's case, I don't want to see tattoos on the bottoms of your feet, brother.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's a horrible joke. It's a horrible case. And I'm not trying to make light of it. But you never know what's going to happen with this, because one thing comes after another. I mean, one would look at something like this almost and go, wow, that almost looks like it'd be the perfect thing to plant. But they have been following him. There's so many pieces that are not planted. I mean, cell phone data doesn't lie as far as where he was and the locations and triangulation. And there's so much to this. But to have the ID, if you were the one that's advising him, if you were his defense attorney, and there's obviously far more that they know about that we don't know about yet. But some of these pieces, the little bits that we do know, look so damning. When it comes to June, if we make it to June, if a grand jury or something doesn't convene first, is this something you would advise your client of, plead guilty or try and get some sort of a deal out of this? Or do you try and take this to trial?
Well, first of all, one of the things about every case is that your client's the one who gets to make that call. Yeah. They're the one who has the real skin in the game. As I've said many, many times, I get to go home no matter what. And that this is your decision. You have to tell me what you want me to do.
Yeah.
I think there's another piece of this, though, too, Tony. And it's this, is that I think the prosecutors are on such enormous pressure. I don't think they're going to seek the death penalty, right?
Yeah.
And I don't see how they come off of that. I don't think they would all of a sudden say, hey, you will agree to life right now. I don't know if I've heard that, but it would surprise me considering how they got torn apart in the press in the first place for not being able to figure out anything for a long time.
Sure.
And I think they've taken this very personally. But this does highlight something broader when it comes to crime, to criminal cases. Mm-hmm. And that's this. Much of this case involves circumstantial evidence. It comes from a whole bunch of different places, and it's three-dimensional.
Yeah.
So in other words, we're thinking about where his cell phone was as it's pinging off of cell towers, where we have closed circuit television of a white Hyundai that he happened to have, and a very similar or same car was found in all of these other places, where we have this ID card, where we have DNA, where we have all of these different pieces, none of which necessarily say we can absolutely definitively have a snapshot of him standing over somebody's body. Mm-hmm. We don't have that. But we have a lot of circumstantial evidence. And I think the prosecution standpoint is going to say who but this man could have done it. I just don't know if the defense even has an option but to try this, because I think the prosecution and many people in that state and across the country, dare I say it this way, they want his head on a stick, and they're not going to stop until they get it.
I mean, in some ways, it's very similar to Lori Vallow, Daybell, that we had talked about, where it, you know, let's burn the witch to a certain extent. But at the same point, he's, you know, the mental state of him is very different than what we're looking at with Lori Vallow.
Right.
But the passion is there, the passion for the heinousness of the crime of, you know, we don't even care, you know, like we just want you, you know, to suffer as much as possible for these crimes that we believe that you committed. But if there's not much to argue in his defense, I don't know where you go with it. But I feel the same way about Lori, too. I don't know how they're going to, you know, continue that. But at the same point, going through the process for the sake of going through the process is, I'm guessing, what's probably going to occur.
I'm with you 100%. That's the nature of this. I mean, sometimes we want to believe that, you know, when we look at the criminal justice system in the U.S., and this is true in other parts of the world, and I've taught trial advocacy all over the planet, yeah, that it's similar in a lot of places. And there's this idea of, what are we really here for? You know, are we here to get our pound of flesh? Is this what we were 500 years ago? Yes, it is. That's why we're here. Are we here for redemption? Well, we say we are. Can somebody be redeemed? Is there a way back? This is part of criminal justice as well. And there are some cases where you will see people who will simply say, we have one way to go in this case, and we're going to go at him with both fists, mm-hmm, and we are not going to let go, and we're going to fight to the end, and we're not going to give him any offers, any options. We want to go to trial, and we want to tear him to pieces in a courtroom.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Jack Rice. You can check out his website, jackricelaw.com. The Minnesota criminal defense lawyer and one of the best in the business, nationally recognized. All right. If you like the show, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. So you don't miss any breaking updates on the cases we're following for you right here in discussions. You can get an ad-free experience when you sign up through Apple Podcasts right now. Get access to all of our episodes ad-free. Check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.